While recording for One Small Step over the summer, we found two people often entered the recording room as strangers and left as friends. Crossing the divide often began with a small step of telling a personal story.
My oldest son, he didn't come out to me. I heard him talking to somebody and found out that he was gay. I wanted to shake him and say, "Tyler, don't do this." I went down the stairs at 2 o'clock in the morning. He turned around and looked at me like deer in the headlights, and I'd motioned for him to come over and sit on the couch. I put my arms around him, and the only words that came out of my mouth were, "I love you. It's okay. I love you." And he started to cry, and I was crying, and that's all that came out was, "I love you, it's okay." So that's how I became this activist. I had to advocate for my son.
Thanks to Linda Stay, who recorded on the road with UPR in St. George. All the One Small Step stories can be heard on upr.org.